It is K-Rock Road Trip USA, destination number one. A chance to see Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza in Chicago. Your chance to win is coming up on K-Rock. It is World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? On the show today, a lot of people are leaving early for the Memorial Day weekend. They got details on how to not get caught in traffic that looks more like a parking lot. What's up with Florida? An incoherent driver crashed onto a golf course surrounded by Fireball whiskey. So that's great. People are dumb on the way. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got an extra pair for you to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
The guy is drunk.
Dexter and the Dominoes, Freaking Out is the name of that song. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon on K-Rock. A weird chase happened in Florida. It was a Red Bull truck that was running from the cops, and it ended kind of differently than I've ever seen before. Details coming up on What's Up with Florida on K-Rock. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Got a chance for you to win those tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins when they play the Forum November 12th, and also get on the standby boarding list to see him again at Lollapalooza in Chicago. That is coming up at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. First, what's up with Florida?
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
There was a car chase in Florida about a week ago, and somebody stole a Red Bull truck. So it was a giant truck packed with Red Bull, and they were running from the cops, but not really running so much as just driving kind of medium fast and kind of lazy, if I have to be honest, like not aggressive. And normally in a chase, the person who's running is a little bit aggressive, but this particular case, driving that Red Bull truck, not so much. This is from the helicopter overhead.
All right, pulling into a gas station at Sutton Road and Galloway.
So they slowly turn into a gas station and come to a stop. And then the weirdest thing happens. A woman gets out. She was the one driving the Red Bull truck.
All right, this one's got a female, blue shorts and gray top, brown hair and a ponytail. She got out with a black bag. A
lot of detail in case she decides to run. They need to be able to keep track of her.
So white shorts, gray top. Going in the store.
So the first thing I noticed when she got out of the truck was she's not in a hurry, really, at all. That was the weird thing. It was like she was out for a Sunday drive and just taking her time and seeing the countryside, and the police are all piling up behind her, and she just walks into a gas station.
Probably wearing Crocs.
How dare you, sir?
All right, units pulling 97. It's going to be the first one, yep.
So the cops all pull up to the gas station and jump out of their cars and run in. And she's literally the only person in there. And she's standing at the counter, not even really paying, just kind of standing at the counter. And the police walk up to her and they say, put your hands behind your back. And she did. And then they cuffed her.
I've got her in cuffs.
I mean, come on. Pretty anticlimactic. For God's sakes, if you're going to steal a Red Bull truck and run from the police for hours, make a show of it. We're watching. This is TV for us. I need more action at the end of that show. You know, jumping over a canal and sliding over the hood of a car. I want Beastie Boys sabotage action. That's what I want. Step it up. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. You won.
I did?
You did. Are you at work?
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. You have the work voice on.
Smashing Pumpkins.
You got Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. And you're also in the drawing that they're going to do Monday to send somebody to see Smashing Pumpkins in Lollapalooza in Chicago.
It sounds great.
Now get back to work. It is Memorial Day weekend. This is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. A lot of people leave on the Thursday before Memorial Day weekend.
The travel rush is on at LAX this morning as people head out for Memorial Day. But some unexpected repair work could mean delays around the airport.
Oh, man, what a bummer. One of the busiest days of the year. Usually the airport's just you fly right through.
Yeah, something to keep in mind for your drive on the way to the airport today. There is a gas leak that's happening in Westchester. The repair is going on right now.
Excellent. traffic worse than normal. LAX.
Department of Transportation construction crews struck and broke a 6-inch water and gas line off Sepulveda Boulevard, and that started roughly 9 p.m. last night.
Excellent timing. Perfect.
Now, SoCal Gas says this should not disrupt gas service, but again, the repair could disrupt your route to LAX if you're headed out for Memorial Day weekend.
What about the people who are driving?
In terms of vacation plans, though, people aren't going to let these delays or high airfare or even gas prices stop them from traveling.
I mean, it'll probably change some plans. Here's the most boring statistic reader on the planet from the Department of Transportation.
24 million seats are scheduled to depart from U.S. airports over the long weekend. So if you are traveling out of LAX, be sure to get yourself there early. Give yourself enough time to get through security and to your gate on time.
How would we know that if you didn't tell us?
Today is expected to be the busiest day to fly. AAA says 45 million Americans still plan to travel. The majority of people will be driving to their Memorial Day weekend destination.
All right, how about missing the traffic if you're driving?
If you're headed out today or tomorrow, the best time to drive is before 11 a.m. to avoid those traffic nightmares. And Monday, when you come back, try to leave before 10 a.m.
Yes, your Memorial Day. Get up and get on the road by 8:30. Gas prices are so high, a guy put a tiny little engine in a pink Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper. Fill it up with 1 gallon. Details on the way.
Well, with gas prices on the upside these days, some drivers are finding some creative but also some fun ways in order to save money at the pump.
I gotta be honest, most of us aren't having fun. But here's a great story. Details coming up on K-Rock. It is the world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More chances for you to qualify for Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza coming up on the world famous K-Rock. Gas prices are pretty high. What do you do?
Well, with gas prices on the upside these days, some drivers are finding some creative but also some fun ways in order to save money at the pump.
There's a handyman that took a tiny little engine and put it in a Barbie Jeep.
Meet Mally Hightower. He's a Georgia handyman that transformed this pink Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper into, you see it there, a fully functioning vehicle.
There is zero chance that's a fully functioning vehicle. It looks like it's been torn apart. He forced the engine in, and it does drive, but it's the size that a kid would drive. It's very, very small, and when he fills it up at the gas station, it takes like 1 gallon.
He actually drives it around his community.
In this report, he's actually driving on streets. And no possible way is that legal. There are no headlights, and it's made out of cheap plastic.
He says he engineered the vehicle by installing a 2-gallon, 1-piston engine salvaged from an old power washer.
All right, this is the guy now that took the pink Power Wheels Barbie Dream Camper and made it street legal? Question mark?
I am inside my infamous Barbie camper, the Barbie Jeep.
His head is sticking up above the Barbie Jeep by, I don't know, 2 feet.
I've always kind of just had a niche for, like, building goat carts and little things. And once I started seeing how gas prices were and things like that, I was like, you know what? I'm going to start making little mini cars. And this is just one of them that I kept as my personal creation.
I mean, it is creative, but it's also a kid's toy.
First of all, the fact that he fits in that
is impressive
alone.
Yeah, he's probably 5'10", 6 feet, maybe. In a tiny little Barbie truck.
Hightower, he owns several vehicles that require some premium gasoline.
So he's getting less of it, but he has to pay for premium. What?
But says that even filling up his minivan, it now costs him more than $60. So compare that to just a few bucks for a full tank for his Barbie camper.
It doesn't exactly look safe.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes.
I just am curious, is it actually street legal?
No. And I don't even think it's safe enough to drive around your front sidewalk.
I don't think it is. Look how
it
fast
also
that
looks,
thing goes.
I mean, that dude is going 25 miles an hour in the little pink Power Wheels Barbie camper. What could go wrong?
USA! USA! USA!
Got another chance for you to qualify to see Smashing Pumpkins at Lollapalooza coming up on the world famous K-Rock. The 420 catch of the day is coming up on K-Rock. First, three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
1, 2, 3.
It is three things at four. Kevin Ryder for Megan Holliday today. Number one, South Carolina inmate accused of using fake cash for bond tells the judge keep the change. A South Carolina inmate's attempt to post bond took a turn when he handed over counterfeit bills. Patrick Alexander of Mississippi had been granted a $250 bond on a trespassing charge and was preparing to leave the detention center. After receiving his personal property, Alexander allegedly pulled out a wad of money, sorted through it, and handed the judge three $100 bills. They were fake. The sheriff's office said the color appeared unusual, and a closer look revealed Chinese writing on the back. So they put him right back in the detention center. Number two, a Waymo passenger jumped out of a self-driving car after it stops on railroad tracks near an oncoming train. A Waymo self-driving car was on the light rail tracks when the train was coming right at it, forcing a passenger to jump out of the vehicle before it continued along the tracks near an oncoming train. The passenger was safe. The train barely missed the Waymo. Number three, and most definitely the most troubling story, King of Bullfighters left, quote, seriously injured after bull's 10-centimeter gore perforates his rectum. I don't like any of those words. The man's ring name was Maranta de la Puebla, was competing in the fourth bull of the afternoon named Clandestino. He was reportedly trying to control the bull when it charged at his chest, knocking him down. As he tried to evade the bull, it appeared that one of his horns caught the man in the buttock region. Video footage of the incident shows the bull horn connecting with his buttock, but the extent of the injury was not visible, thank God, other than the tear in his pants. He was rushed to the hospital, and a medical report has revealed the extent of his injuries.
What about the butt?
Right, I'm about to tell you that. It's a bullhorn wound on the posterior anal margin. I'm reading this verbatim. With a trajectory of about 10 centimeters, partially damaging the anal sphincter muscles with a perforation of the posterior wall of a rectum of 1.5 centimeters. I don't love anything about that story. And that's three things at four on K-Rock. That is the band The Warning. And the song is called Kerosene. And they are opening for Youngblood tomorrow night at the Greek. It's a 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, we've got another pair of tickets for you to see the Smashing Pumpkins at the Forum November 12th on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Every Memorial Day weekend for a while, I would leave on Thursday, which I know a lot of you are doing, to take advantage of the long weekend because you have Monday off. So you kind of make today a travel day. So you have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then you can come home on Monday. That's kind of what I did for a while. And we were in New Orleans one year, and I was at a bar. I think it was called the Gold Mine. And they were serving drinks called a Flaming Dr. Pepper. And I don't know exactly what it was. It was beer. It was like 3/4 full. And then they would give you a shot of what tasted like jet fuel, and they would light it on fire. Then they would drop the shot into the beer, and you would drink it. And it tasted like Dr. Pepper. So they called it a Flaming Dr. Pepper. And I remember that year, it was Monday, it was Memorial Day weekend, and I looked at my watch, and it was about, not my watch, my friend's watch, it was about 6:30 a.m., and my flight was at 7. So I was like, yeah, that's not going to work. That's not going to help me. So it took me an extra day to get home, and I called in sick from the morning show. But when you try to squeeze a long weekend in, you're short on time, so you're counting on a lot of things being right. You're counting on your flights being right. You're counting on your health being good. You don't get sick. If you're driving, you're counting on your car working and getting you where you need to go and not getting stuck in traffic. So the topic today for your phone calls is vacation nightmares, especially long weekend vacation nightmares, because they're such hard ins and outs. You have to be back on Tuesday. And maybe you can get Thursday off, but that's what I'm looking for at 800-520-1067. That's the phone number for vacation nightmares. All of those things didn't work in your favor, and it ruined everything for you. So 800-520-1067. The best phone call will get tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. So Vacation Nightmares, 800-520-1067. Taking your phone calls on Vacation Nightmares, especially long weekend vacations, because the timing is so rigid. 800-520-1067. From the 714, the last two times I went on vacation, my car was totaled. Who was driving? Just a question. We're talking about Vacation Nightmares at 800-520-1067. It is World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. We're talking about Vacation Nightmares, especially long weekend nightmares, because the timing is so critical. You have to leave just when you can get off work. You have to be back just before you go back to work, and it's very difficult, and a lot of things can go wrong. Vacation Nightmares is the topic. 800-520-1067 is the number, and the best call gets tickets for Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th. You had a vacation nightmare?
I missed my honeymoon because I booked an Alaskan cruise. The cruise line booked our air flight, and when we get to the airport at John Wayne Airport, they said our flight was canceled. We need to rebook. We're hustling. My husband and I are running through John Wayne Airport to try to find a connecting flight. There was one flight leaving out of LAX. Mind you, this is Monday morning, like at 7 a.m.
So. Right. Oh, man, the drive from John Wayne Airport to LAX is brutal.
So we're huffing and puffing. I'm like, get us that flight. I'll get us there. My husband drives like a super granny, and I said, give me the keys. I'll get us there, but I don't want to hear it.
I'll drive. Close your eyes.
I drove so fast to get to LAX from John Wayne on a Monday morning because that flight was at 10 a.m. Mind you, it's like 7:30. I'm driving, and we get to the gate.
And you made it to LAX on time?
We had just missed it.
Oh, you went through all that traffic and trouble just to get to LAX.
Yes.
So what did you do with your honeymoon? You just got divorced?
Yeah.
You just split up?
No, we're still married.
Okay. K-Rock, hello.
So I had gone to Cabo for Labor Day weekend, and on the Monday coming back, my flight kept getting delayed. And in the airport, I got Montezuma's revenge.
Oh, no. You ate in the airport in Cabo?
I was eating and drinking because I figured I'd kill some time. And
yeah.
Then I felt the guts start rumbling.
Yeah, that's not great. Did you get on the plane fully loaded?
No. I almost made it to the bathroom. And let's just say I had to throw my underwear out.
All right. I have a rule about when you have to throw your underwear away, there's no good that can come after that. So let's move on. K-Rock, hello.
I got stuck in Vegas because there was a huge rainstorm, and my flight got canceled. I had to scramble to find a hotel the same night, but the next day I was supposed to start a new job.
Oh, no.
I had to call a new job to tell them, hey, I'm stuck in Vegas because my flight got canceled.
And how did they receive that information?
They were actually pretty chill about it. They just said, get back safe, and we'll see you when you get back.
Wow, that's very cool. Unbelievable. How much did you win or lose that trip?
I actually think I actually won. I hit a $1,000 parlay while I was there.
All right. Nothing like sports betting. I love it.
Yep.
All right. The best call wins tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins November 12th at the Kia Forum. And the topic is vacation nightmares. Extra points if it's for a long weekend vacation like the one ahead of us. Win tickets to see Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th and qualify to see him again at Lollapalooza in Chicago. And that's coming up in about a half hour at 6 o'clock on K-Rock. Taking your phone calls on vacation nightmares. You have a story like that?
Yeah. So my wife and I, when we were first married, we took our very first international trip as our honeymoon to Ireland. And we got married right at the end of the year. So our thought was we're going to go and celebrate New Year's over there.
Yep.
So we get there. We arrive late. First, getting there was a nightmare because, you know, we'd been partying the night before. And then I drunkenly had kind of packed our stuff, you know, newly wedded and all.
Oh,
no. We get to our layover and my wife's like, hey, can you grab a couple things out of the bag? And I had packed miscellaneous items. Like I was so drunk that I had packed like a slipper, a bear, just random things in this backpack.
Yeah, there's not much you can do with a single flipper.
But so eventually we get to Ireland and we kind of sleep through the first night. And when I wake up, you know, we're in our room and you hear like, shh. And you hear people kind of screaming in the hall and then like another spray sound, shh, and then banging on doors. And so I told my wife, I'm like, I'm going to look. And she's like, don't you dare. But the moment I opened the door, there's this huge Russian guy, like probably 60 in front of me with a fire extinguisher. He was partying clearly on New Year's Eve. And he just sprays me head to toe in a fire extinguisher. And so I like slammed the door shut. And I'm like, what is happening? And my wife's dying. So then the next thing we did was call the front desk. And the guy walks up and just, excuse my French. The moment he opens my door, he goes, f***ing Russians. And then he helps us move to another room.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Vacation nightmares.
Hi. Yes. So I went to Cancun with my three kids, but their passports didn't get there on time. So we decided to fly out through the TJ border.
Oh, so you went to Tijuana to fly from there.
Well, I'm thinking, oh, we're getting there early enough. And our flight was at midnight the night before. So we had to sleep in the airport parking lot in Tijuana. I didn't even sleep because I thought I was going to die.
Yeah, of course.
It was pretty terrible because the next flight didn't leave till 5 in the morning.
And did you make that one?
That one I did, but it was the most traumatizing experience.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I have a vacation nightmare.
Let's hear it.
It was Lake Havasu, spring break. 10 of us go out there. 12 of us do. Boats only for 10. Two of us have to swim out there. I'm one of them. It turns out it was too windy. And so our whole entire boat was blown into a cove, and then the pontoon was punctured, and we were stuck out there for almost 2 days.
What?
Because they couldn't come get us because it was so windy, and we didn't have enough food. We had a ton of alcohol. We ended up fishing and, like, putting alcohol, like, tequila on the fish and then cooking the fish.
Oh, my God. Did you start thinking who you were going to eat if it got to be that desperate?
No.
All right, I think probably the funniest storyteller with the funniest story was Eddie, who called about the honeymoon flight cancellation and driving from John Wayne Airport to LAX and missing that flight. Eddie.
Hi, Kevin.
You win.
I won.
You won.
Sweet.
What a terrible honeymoon that was. Did you finally celebrate a good honeymoon?
Yeah, we had a rebook, so we did go.
Excellent. Well, that's good to hear. You got tickets for Smashing Pumpkins at the Kia Forum on November 12th.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Still have one more chance to win tickets for Smashing Pumpkins November 12th at the Forum and qualify to see them again at Lollapalooza in Chicago. And that's coming up in less than 10 minutes on K-Rock.